Even after 3 centuries, some were still sharp enough to cut. The Iron Throne was full of traps for the unwary. The song said it had taken 1,000 blades to make it, heated white-hot, in the furnace breath of Balerion the Black Dread. The hammering had taken 59 days. The end of it was this hunchback beast, made of razor edges and barbs and ribbons of sharp metal. A chair that could kill a man, and had, if the stories could be believed. What Eddard Stark was doing sitting there, he would never comprehend. Yet there he sat. And these people looked to him for justice. "What proof do you have that these were Lannisters?" he asked, trying to keep his fury under control. "Did they wear crimson cloaks or fly a lion banner?" "Even Lannisters are not so blind stupid as that," Sir Mark Piper snapped. He was a swaggering bantam rooster of a youth, too young and too hot-blooded for Ned's taste, though a fast friend of Catelyn's brother, Edmure Tully. "Every man among them was mounted and mailed, my lord," Sir Carol answered calmly. "They were armed with steel-tipped lances and longswords, with battle-axes for the butchery." He gestured toward one of the ragged survivors. "You, yes, you. No one's going to hurt you. Tell the hand what you told me."